So we'll do three guided practices tonight to support the arising of a tender, loving heart, beginning with forgiveness. In beginning the forgiveness reflection, remembering it's not easy being a human being. And reflecting on this life and how easy it's been to make mistakes. How easy it's been to act in ways that have caused harm. Even at times harming the people we deeply love, care about. So allowing the heart to be grounded in this truth that we do make mistakes and we do harm those people we care about and harm many people in ways we probably can't understand. So bringing to mind a particular situation where you've harmed somebody, could be from long ago or earlier today. Something you did or something you didn't do, something you said. As if we were right here with this person, we acknowledge it's easy to make mistakes. It's easy for me at times to act out of fear, act out of ignorance, act out of neediness or craving, and to cause harm. So I ask for your forgiveness. Please forgive me for any harm I might have caused you. So just continue reflecting in that way as if you were directly connecting, speaking to this person. You can make many attempts at this connecting with the person you've harmed in the past, not just once or twice. And then, of course, you can go on and bring another situation to mind where your words or actions have caused harm. And again, asking for forgiveness in any way that makes sense, that feels appropriate. And when you're ready, we move on, remembering situations where we've felt harmed. Maybe not bringing to mind the most painful situation from the past, but situations that feel safe to bring to mind. And as we bring the person involved into view, we're remembering that it's also easy for this person to make mistakes, to be confused, to act out of fear, to feel needy. Understanding this and understanding how much weight it is to maintain our resentment and our anger, how heavy it is to keep our heart closed, as best we can, we offer our forgiveness. So as if you were talking to this person directly, as best I can, I forgive you. I understand how easy it is to act out in ways that are harmful. So as best I can, I forgive you. Showing up for this forgiveness practice wholeheartedly. Taking our time. Connecting with the phrases or the words that we're using. And then finally, we take a minute or two and forgive ourselves for the harm we've caused ourselves and any harm we've caused anybody. Again, just understanding how easy it is to be spun about by life and to act out of confusion, out of greed and aversion. As best I can, I forgive myself for all the harm I've caused, all of the harm that's been set in motion due to my actions and my thoughts and words. As best I can, I forgive myself. And we'll move on to the second reflection tonight, the formal compassion practice. Of course, you can come up with your own particular phrase, and many of you already have a particular way to do the compassion practice. But for the new folks, we begin by bringing to mind somebody whose suffering is obvious to us, and in particular touches our heart. The heart feels connected or moved by the particular pain or difficulty in this person's life. So, of course, we could bring ourselves to mind and any difficulty in our own life. It might be a good friend or a relative or even somebody we've heard about from the news. And if you know the person's name, you can begin the phrase by addressing them directly using their name. Dear Mark, or something like that. I care about your suffering. Or you can be more specific. I care about your cancer. I care about your loss. And then the last part of the phrase can be an offering of a good wish. May your heart be at ease with these conditions. May your heart be wise and at ease with the situation you're in. Something like that. So let's begin bringing somebody to mind, taking the time reflecting on the information you have, the images you have. See if you can notice how the heart is moved by simply bringing this person, their situation to mind. And then right from this movement in the heart, the sensitivity of the heart, let the phrase come from here. Dear friend, I care about your suffering. May your heart be at ease with these conditions. So let's continue now in silence. In the beginning, it's useful to tether the mind to the repetition of a phrase. We're using the repetition of the phrase to rediscover the actual tenderness, compassion of the heart. Using the phrase to find the intention to care, to connect. There's no need to move on to a different person, but feel free, if it feels appropriate, to bring somebody else to mind, or even a group of people to mind. But always, for this particular reflection, we allow our heart to tune into somebody or a group of people whose suffering naturally touches our heart. We feel connected or moved by what we know, what we've seen. And now for the third compassion reflection, we're just going to allow this tenderness of the heart to become the focus of the attention. You can actually begin with the heart center, just feeling however it is, numb or hard, alive, soft, feeling the heart. We're just learning to relate, to open to the present moment through the heart, this tender, soft, warm understanding that understands and appreciates the difficulty in life. So grounding right here in the present moment, feeling the body that carries all of the scars and all the tension from the past, and the mind and all the mind's conditioning, like mental wounds from unfulfilled desires and hurts, regrets. So we're revealing the heart, the mind that can rest with all of the imperfections of the mind and body, all the imperfections of life. In a sense, compassion is that which can relax and connect with the way that it is. All of the messiness of our own life, but also all of the messiness of everybody's life around us. Just using the imagination and having a sense of all of the neurotic tendencies in this room right now. Maybe many of them are not active, but all of these tendencies to be greedy, to be naughty, to be aversive and even cruel at times. And the heart that is willing to rest and be sensitive and be loving. I care about all of this. I care about the world as it actually is. Messy, confusing. I care about this. Feeling the heart sensitive, willing to include everything, even the darkest secrets, everything is included. The mind, the heart understands it's messy. And out of this messiness, terrible actions arise at times. And that's how it is. And also out of this messiness, something really beautiful arises. The heart that's not afraid. That's willing to connect, willing to see things as they are. I care about this life. I care about all things.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.